Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity with your host, David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Kelly Shells is the president of a really great company, CPI Plumbing, in Mount Vernon, Washington. I have tremendous admiration for Kelly, not just because he built a great company, but because he has been faced with tremendous adversity in his life, both personally and professionally, and he's always found a way to overcome the adversity. That's kind of an understatement because he didn't just overcome the adversity, he overcame it and then he thrived. And he brought a lot of other people along with him to share in the success. Because he's such an interesting guy and his information is so good and so compelling, our discussion ended up longer than we like for one podcast, so we split it into two podcasts. In the first, I talk with Kelly about how he got into the business, his current business, and some of the unique training he does with his team. In the second episode, we talk about the value of self-development, CPI's charity programs, the impact of those, and we hear about Kelly's commandments. Those are Kelly's rules for his life and business. It's great information. I'm tremendously grateful to Kelly for taking the time to do this. Here is the second of the two podcasts.
Another thing that really differentiates us, David, from anybody else in our area is the charity work that we do. We started a charity club a couple years ago, and we give back a percentage of everything we make to local charities. And what we do is each month we figure out how much we make and we put the money aside. Half of that money goes to our employee of the month to donate to a charity of their choice. The other half stays in an account. So when people are calling me, asking me for this or that, I mean, we're writing checks weekly for different local charities. Last year, just in green cash, we donated over $32,000 to local charities. We did two or three bathrooms for churches. There's what's called Friendship House, where people can go to get dinner and food and a meal and a bed at night. We've done a kitchen remodel for them. Boys and Girls Club, we've done remodels for. Just a lot of different organizations in town will go and do the work for free for them, as well as giving back the money to the local charities.
The employees must love it. I mean, if you're employee of the month, you get to designate that some amount of money goes to whatever charity that you're involved in, right?
Yeah. And then we take full advantage of that. When the employee chooses the charity, we don't just send the charity a check. Either somebody from the organization comes in and gets it, or one of our employees goes to the organization and gives it to them. And when we do, we take that opportunity to get a photo op, and then we'll do a press release on it and make sure that people know what we're doing in the community. I've seen grown men come in here. We had, about a year and a half ago, one of our employees chose, it's a military thing, I can't remember what they call it, but the guy came in and we gave him like a $1,700 check, and he literally was crying and bawling his eyes out. And then,
Wasn't there a story about you supporting a band, a school band?
Yeah, one of the local high schools. One of our employees actually went to the school and was in the band, and when he got the employee of the month, he chose that school's band as his charity. So when we called up the band director and said, hey, we have a donation here we'd like to make to your band, and it was about $1,600. Same thing, he about started crying. The band was actually going to have to, they couldn't get uniforms. They didn't know what they were going to do, and it happened to be the amount of money that we donated was what they were looking for. So they asked the representative from our company that donated it to come up, and during the middle of a high school football game, went out in the middle of the football field, and we donated it there and got a big hurrah.
Yeah, I bet. That's incredible.
Yeah. And then I've done some other things myself. I did a local fundraiser a couple years ago. My wife passed away, it'll be 5 years ago in September, from a heart issue. So I had some friends ask me to go do a hike one day, and they wanted to do what was called Seven Lakes in 7 hours. And I was like, all right, let's do it. Well, as people started hearing us talk about it, the local hospital was getting ready to remodel the cardiac rehabilitation center. And they asked if we would do the hike to kick off the fundraiser for the Cardiac Rehabilitation Center. And we said, sure. Well, amongst all that, people started saying, well, is it in honor of Heather, my late wife? And we're like, no, we're just going to do the hike. And they're like, oh, come on, do it in honor of her, do it in honor of her. So finally, I talked to my daughters and said, okay, yeah, we'll do it in her honor. Well, then the head of the hospital foundation came and asked if I would be interested in naming the Cardiac Rehabilitation Center in her name. And again, I at first didn't want to, but after talking to my daughters and the friends that were doing the hike with me and helping support it, we decided, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. So I committed to raising $100,000 and naming the rehab center after her. So in 2.5 years, we raised $140,000, and we're able to name the Cardiac Rehabilitation Center after my late wife.
What a wonderful tribute. That's terrific.
Now, the neat thing about it was, even though it wasn't part of CPI, because it was something that I did separately, everything kind of ran through CPI. Everybody associated it with CPI because of what we do in what CPI does in the community and how involved I am with donations and charity in the community. So it really got a lot of press for CPI to do that, even though it wasn't directly related to CPI.
Just a nice side benefit out of it, right?
Yep. And, you know, I learned, you know, for years people would tell you, you know, if you're going to donate, if you're going to do that, you got to do it out of the goodness of your heart and you don't tell anybody and this and that. Well, I did that for years and it seemed to always bite me. So I don't do that anymore. I make sure people know what we're doing, make sure that people know that we're involved in the community. We give back to the community. We're part of this community. You know, this community has been good to me and I want to be good back to it.
Yeah, I think, you know, the other side of that is that you're setting an example for other people, don't you think?
It is, because, you know, a lot of people don't give back and won't help out. But, you know, it's become contagious with our employees, the stuff that our employees do. And it's part of who we are. It's part of the culture that we've built here at CPI. I mean, just one of the things that happened recently, there was a shooting in one of the towns here, and it was within a block of where one of our employees lived. And actually, it's two of our employees. We have a father and a stepson, and they both work for us, and they were in the driveway and they heard this shooting, and they took here's the type of employees we have. They took off running towards the shooting, and when they got there, they scared the guy away that was doing the shooting. They saved at least 5 lives.
Wow.
And it was all over the news and everything. I mean, just, you know, the involvement that they have, the care that everybody has for this community that works for us is absolutely amazing.
You've built a really good company and a really good culture. It's evident from your success and from the stories about the people in your company and what you guys have done for the community. It really is a great tribute to you.
Thank you. Everybody's been great to me. They've supported me in everything I've done, the hard times I've been through. So it's time to give back and help everybody else out.
Good for you. When we have talked before in front of audiences, we've asked you to go over rules for the business. We call them Kelly's Commandments. Would you be able to go over those with us today?
Sure. My number one thing is the more people you help get what they want, the more you'll get in return. I live personally and professionally by that. Always surround yourself with good people. Remember, you're only as good as the people around you. And I truly believe that here at CPI. Absolutely amazing. I go to conferences all over the country and people talk about our company and hear about what we do and how good we are. But it's really kind of cool because I'm not at the company that much. I'm usually gone on the road. So the people I have around me is absolutely incredible. I'm always looking to improve personally and professionally, and we bleed that into this company. Make sure that you're always helping people improve that way. Always live beneath your means. Big thing that Dave Ramsey says, and we talk about it a lot here, is live like nobody else, so later in life you can live like nobody else.
Exactly.
And show people respect and accept that you wish to receive. Treat people the way you want to be treated.
All right. Good stuff. I've got one follow-up question, and you said it a couple times, and I think it's really interesting. When you hear people and they talk about going through bad times, they talk about, I worked harder, I stayed up late, I don't want to minimize what they're saying, but it's sort of the same stuff. You always say something that's really different, and you said it a little bit ago. That was, I look into myself and I look to do self-development. I have to improve myself to get myself or to get us through this. And I'm curious, if you look back at the things that you did, the self-development that you did, pick out a couple of the things that you did that come to the top of your mind that you think really made a big difference. Then I'm going to go and read those or do them myself.
Well, a couple things. When I met Kenny through Service Roundtable, I read his book. I've developed his book. Another thing is him and his life coach put together called Unleash Your Greatest Life. It's a CD workshop series, a CD workbook, and it's a 21-day series. And the first 7 days is relationship with yourself. And what you do is you listen to the CD, and then you sit down with this workbook, and you go through and you answer questions, and you basically are digging deep into yourself. The second 7 days is relationship with others, and same thing. And the last 7 days is relationship with finance. 21-day series took me 3 months to get through it.
That's the way I do those things.
But at the same time, I was going to counseling. I'm not someone that's afraid to look at themselves and admit I have faults and to work on those faults. And I think that's a big thing people are afraid to do. Mm-hmm. People are afraid to look at themselves and admit they have faults and to work on them and to acknowledge it. And I'll tell you, if you can do that and realize your faults, you become a better person, you become a better father, you become a better leader, a better role model, everything. And it's continually doing that. And Zig Ziglar's got a quote, motivation is like showering. It doesn't work unless you do it daily. It's the same thing with self-improvement and motivation. It doesn't work unless you do it daily. And it takes work, and it takes humbling, a lot of humbling. And even like finance, I read a lot of books on finances. I've always been very good with my money, but I want to be better. So I'm always reading different books and different things.
So Kenny Chapman's series, the 21-day CD, is there anything else you'd recommend particularly or anything that helped you particularly?
The first personal development I ever did was a Brian Tracy series. And it was called Universal Laws of Success and Achievement. And this tells you how long ago that was. It was on cassette tape. And I listened to that every day for probably a year. And I don't listen to so much Brian Tracy anymore. I will occasionally. There's just any sort of personal development or self-help you can get. I have a business coach. I have counselors. I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm not afraid to use them. And you think about it, the top athletes in the world all have coaches.
Yeah.
The top actors in the world all have coaches. I guarantee you 99% of all top business owners in the world have coaches or consultants. So don't be afraid to reach out to people, whoever it is. And I'll tell you, I've met some great people through Service Roundtable. It's probably one of the best things that ever happened to me is when I joined there and started going to the conferences to meet Kenny, to meet Joe. Kenny's been up here and worked with the guys. We've had Joe's CDs and online stuff here. Just anything you can do, coaching, consulting, counseling, don't be afraid to do it.
All right, my friend, I appreciate this. This is full of gems. This has been great. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for doing this with me.
You bet, anytime.
And also, by the way, thank you for you recently joined us as an advisory board mentor. Thank you for doing that as well. I've already started to hear great things about that. I know you're going to be a huge hit, and those guys that work with you are going to get a lot out of it. So
good.
Thanks for that as well. Bye-bye.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's Profiles in Prosperity at serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.